The Suffolk Downs Casino was a point of debate in last night's forum with the mayoral candidates of Boston. 10 of the 12 candidates took part in WBUR's forum, which was moderated by hosts Bob Oakes and Meghna Chakrabarty. It was the last major gathering before Tuesday's preliminary election. In a minute, we'll analyze the candidates' responses at the forum and how it might affect the election. But first, WBUR's Fred Tice was there last night, and he filed this report.
The forum covered education, jobs, development, violence, and the arts, but it's when the candidates were asked about the casino in Suffolk Downs that their differences became most apparent. It began with a question to Bill Walczak, the founder of the Codman Square Health Center and the only candidate who's promised to stop the casino, about what he would say to the people who look forward to having jobs at the casino.
I would say that let's build an innovation district over there that produces jobs that actually pay a living wage as opposed to the casino wages, which is $22,400 per year on average.
Mike Ross.
I don't like casinos either. But that decision, unfortunately, was made by our governor and our state legislature, and it's done. And my problem with Bill Walczak's argument is, okay, you stop the casino. Congratulations. Now we have a casino 7 feet from the neighborhood of Charlestown, we won't get any resources from. Now what?
Everett has already approved a casino. Milford is the third possible location for a casino in northeastern Massachusetts. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley took a jab at City Councilor Mike Ross for making it sound as if Suffolk Downs doesn't get the casino, then Everett will.
Dan Conley. From a bright guy, that's about the most tortured logic I think I've heard in a long time. This question on whether or not we have a casino in Boston is a monumental question, and we should all be voting on it.
Conley said the entire city should be able to vote on whether there is a casino in Boston.
This is going to change the character and the culture in our city, and to deny 95% of us the right to weigh in on that is just plain wrong.
Let me ask you, though, regardless of where the casino is, if it's anywhere near Greater Boston, the social costs are coming. So to come back to this question, what would you do to mitigate those social costs?
I'm not at all convinced that the current mitigation package does, in fact, mitigate the social costs that we know are coming. There will be an increase in crime. Casinos are not producers. They are consumers. They consume everything in their wake. Small business, there'll be problems there.
The back and forth prompted Bob Oakes to ask all the candidates where they stand on whether all of Boston or just East Boston should vote on the casino.
Which do you favor, Marty Walsh?
The most impacted community is East Boston. It should be an East Boston-only vote.
Dan Conley.
Citywide vote.
Mike Ross.
East Boston.
East Boston.
Felix Arroyo.
Most impacted neighborhood is East Boston. Imagine a citywide vote where the city votes yes and East Boston votes no. No one here will feel good about that.
That's
East
right.
Boston deserves the last and final say what happens in their neighborhood.
Charlotte Golar Ritchie.
That's absolutely right. Felix is right about that.
John Barros.
East Boston can have the final say in a citywide vote where East Boston is given a weighted vote. If East Boston votes it up, it just can't pass. It's got to go to the rest of Boston. The rest of Boston's got to look at it. It's going to affect the whole city.
Charles Yancey.
Sounds like John Bowles has been listening to me about the way to vote for East Boston. I believe that the entire city of Boston should weigh in on this issue. We will be responsible for much of the infrastructure, public safety services, and public health services, so I think the entire city should weigh in with a way to vote for East Boston if possible.
Okay, John Connolly.
East Boston will have to live with this casino in a way no one else in the city will. I understand it will impact the whole city, but it will impact East Boston in a far more disproportionate way. They should decide.
Bill Walczak.
There are hundreds of thousands of people on the subway line who will be able to get to Suffolk Downs in order to gamble away their earnings. And on top of it, it's not the East Boston Fire Department, Police Department, or Public Health Commission. It's Boston. We are going to pay for this, and we're going to pay for it royally if it goes through. It has to be a citywide vote.
After the casino, Police Commissioner Ed Davis most divided the candidates. He's been criticized recently because all the city's precinct captains are white. Walczak, City Councilor Felix Arroyo, and Dan Conley said Davis should stay. City Councilor Charles Yancey and radio station owner Charles Clemens said he should leave. City Councilors John Conley and Michael Ross, John Barros, the former executive director of the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative, former State Representative Charlotte Golar Ritchie, and State Representative Marty Walsh were undecided. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.